House approves $83 billion carry-on budget, government to provide assistance to two ailing sugar factories, and pensioners to receive increased payments. You're tuned into House Matters. Thank you for joining us. I'm Andre Palmer. The House of Representatives has approved a carry-on budget of $83 billion. This will allow the government to take care of its spending needs until the next budget is presented. The vote on account resolution, which facilitated introduction of the carry-on budget, was tabled in the House by Finance Minister Audley Shaw Tuesday.
Be it resolved that this Honorable House hereby approve the sum of $83.839 billion being charged upon the consolidated fund to defray the charges of the several heads of expenditure specified in the attached schedule until such time as the Appropriation Act 2016 shall have been passed.
The carry-on budget will cover the period of April 1 to June 30. No funds will be made available for any new service or work, for which no provision was made in the estimates of expenditure for 2015-2016, or which has not had prior approval by the House. Meanwhile, the government will conduct preliminary cabinet considerations on the budget on April 4 and final consideration on April 11. The Standing Finance Committee will examine the budget from May 3 to 5, and the budget debate will be held May 9 to 19. The budget is slated to be sent to the Senate for its deliberation on Friday, May 27. The government is to operate the Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawney for 3 months to save over 95,000 tons of sugarcane. Speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda said the move is to ensure processing of the current cane crop and to rescue the sugarcane sector in the parish. The Trelawney factory is owned by the Everglades Farms Limited, EFL.
The principals of Everglades has indicated that they are in no position to start up the factory due to their financial position and are prepared to allow the government of Jamaica to start up and operate the factory for 3 months to take off the cane in Trelawney.
Minister Samuda says government through the Sugarcane Company of Jamaica Holdings and EFL has been working out the details of the arrangement. In the meantime, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says Pan-Caribbean Sugar Company has indicated that it will not be able to operate the Money Musk Sugar Factory in Clarendon next year. Minister Samuda says the company has cited challenges, including high operating costs due to irrigation fuel by the Jamaica Public Service Company, low productivity, widespread theft, and low cane supply.
Pan-Caribbean has therefore indicated that it wishes to hand over the cane growing operations to independent farmers starting immediately and the factory to the government of Jamaica for operation next year. We are therefore intensifying our consultations with cane farmers, the principals of Pan-Caribbean and all the necessary stakeholders to devise a workable plan for the consideration of the cabinet to keep Money Musk working.
The Agriculture Minister says Pan-Caribbean will in the meantime continue to work with the government to generate new revenue streams in partnership with other investors to resume operations of the Money Musk factory in 2018. Government pensioners are set to receive the increased payments ranging from $1,100 to $2,000 per month. Making the announcement in Parliament Tuesday, Finance Minister Audley Shaw said persons receiving a pension of $60,000 and up will receive $1,100 per month. Persons receiving under $30,000 will receive an increase of $2,000 per month. Additionally, spouses of deceased government officers will receive an increase of $1,200 per month, while dependents of deceased officers will get $1,700 per month. The rates will take effect in April.
Approximately 35,000 pensioners, including spouses and dependents, paid by the Accountant General Department and other paying agencies, including parish councils and statutory bodies, will be eligible for the increased rate.
Minister Shaw says the increased payments will be retroactive to July 2015. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.